We've all heard it. You're being selfish. Sometimes it's our aunt at a family gathering when we take one serving too many. Or maybe it's our closest friend yelling at us over the money they owe. We all know what the dictionary definition of selfishness is, but do we know the real-life applications? I'm inclined to say that no, we don't. Let's start with an example. Your friend Dylan has been with you through the best of times and the worst of times. The two of you have experienced the highest highs and the lowest lows, but you've always made it through. Now is one of those lows. Dylan recently broke up with his girlfriend, but not because he wanted to. He doesn't want to commit to a long-distance relationship, and she can't stay in Vermont anymore. Every single day, Dylan is the same. He's either curled up in the bedroom or the basement, listening to depressing music and complaining about how awful everything is. You've only just now started to get back into the dating game yourself. You've told your friend the same thing 1,000 times.
Dude, you need to do something. You need to get back out there. Take some action and make yourself better instead of wallowing in your sadness.
You want to see him happy. You want to see his smile the same way you did a few months ago when you both beat that final boss on your favorite game. Today, you decided you've had enough.
Dylan, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of trying to make you feel better and you never doing anything.
Fuck off, dude. I'm allowed to feel bad.
You are. You definitely are. You just need to do something about it.
What are you saying, bro? You won't help me? You don't want to help your best friend just because it makes you feel bad? You're so selfish, you son of a—
Pause. Selfish. You're being selfish. Yes, you are. Your friend is going through a living hell. It is selfish to back out now, but your friend is being unbearable. Your friend just brings you down every single time you meet. It's starting to weigh on you.
That's it, Dylan. I'm done.
You just made a selfish move. An emotionally selfish move. You just prioritized your own emotional state over your friend's, but that's not wrong, and here's why. You wouldn't expect your friends to stick with you through months of wallowing and suffering. You clearly told your friend time after time that he needs to get better. You've told him 1,000 times that his emotional negativity is weighing on you, and he has said that he's going to do something about it. He has told you he's trying his best. He isn't living up to his side of the promise. In this scenario, it's best to cut out of the relationship. Your emotional well-being is very important, both to you and Dylan. You can't help Dylan out of a flood if you aren't sturdy yourself. If you're not sturdy, the waters will wash you away with him. Archive those memories. It's time for our second scenario. Scenario 2. Financial selfishness. Welcome to your new job. You're working for the New View Tech Company with your best friend, Adam. The two of you decide to go out together to get drinks when the workday is over. You go to a nearby bar and have a drink or two. Nothing too crazy. You pick up the tab for the both of you, because why not? He owes you one. He says so himself. And he makes good on that. The very next day, you go right back. Same thing as last night. Same drinks, same food. It's not a habit, it's just a little bit more celebration. It's day 3 when things get a little bad. You decide to go back again, and you pick up the tab. Nothing new, but this time he hardly seems interested in you. He's talking to the girls in the back of the bar. He thanks you on the way out, but doesn't talk to you for the rest of the day. Day 4, you pick up the tab again. He now owes you $24 or so for drinks alone.
I'll pick up the next 2, alright?
He promises. He even waves his card around a bit before taking another swig. You nod and shake your head a little. Silly Adam, always had a way with the ladies. The next day comes along and he offers to pay. He gives the bartender his card.
It says declined.
The bartender sends you an irritated look. You offer to pay for your friend and apologize to the bartender.
Alright, now I owe you 3.
He concedes.
Or just like $35,
you mention. You're both hoping to get paid and make him aware of just how much you're spending on him and him alone. He doesn't respond. He's looking at his phone. He doesn't hear you. He's already most of the way through his meal and texting with one of those chicks he saw. The next day comes. He says he's got his paycheck, and you tell him to check, but he just waves you off. He's texting the girl. He doesn't care.
Declined.
You try again.
Declined.
You try again.
Declined. All right, fine.
You give in and hand over your card.
You owe me, Adam, 4 trips, $43.
He nods and pulls his phone back out.
Yeah, yeah, whatever, man.
He's back on his phone. You thank Galday about how irritating it is. You tell him that you don't want to go to the bar with him again. You tell him that you're irritated about him always having his card declined.
You're not financially responsible, Adam.
You're at a park, and you're talking with him.
And it would be fine if it were just us, but even when I pay for you, you don't even talk to me.
He looks you in the eye and nods. He doesn't say anything.
I want my money back, Adam.
You groan.
I want it back by Saturday, and if I don't get it by then, I'm gonna charge interest.
He gives you a look, an irritated look.
It's just, if I don't set a deadline, I'll never get it. You don't know how to manage your money.
You sigh one last time before he nods, stands up, and walks away. Not a word. You text him later that night to make sure he's okay. He seems pretty upset. As much of a pain in the ass as he may be, he's still your best friend. Always has been, always will be. He doesn't respond. The next day, he makes a brief appearance at your desk, just long enough to give you an envelope and walk away. Inside the envelope, $43 in cash. You take it. That was a selfish decision. You took the money. You could have told him that everything is fine, he doesn't owe you anything, but that would be a bad decision. In this case, being selfish is good. You paid for his meals, he owes you that money. He even said so himself. He told you every time that he would cover the next, then the next, then the next, always with the same result. Declined. He shows you that he can't be trusted to manage his money, that is, in essence, yours. Selfishness is given a bad reputation in the modern day. Everyone believes that selfishness is bad, no matter what. But that's simply not true. Selfishness is a part of human nature, a survival instinct, if you will. It's excessive selfishness that is a problem. Excessive selfishness has a simple definition: hypocrisy, when you expect something of others that you would not expect for yourself, and for no good reason. When you would set standards for others higher than for yourself. Let's take another final look at both of these stories. And the first one, most would see it as needlessly selfish. However, let's look at our definition of needless selfishness. Hypocrisy. Would you expect your friends to put up with you if every single day that you spent with them was spent with you telling them just how awful everything is, even the things that they like? Would you expect them to weather a storm that you give them? For a day, yes, you would expect all that. For a week, yes. A few weeks, maybe. For months, no. Eventually, if your friend isn't trying to get better, it is no longer you trying to help them, but instead just causing them problems. It may be selfish to sever the relationship, but it's what's best for you both. He will then have to fix himself instead of relying on others, which teaches him individuality, and you will be released from the burden of constantly being his therapist. This applies to any gender, any relationship, and any situation. Your emotional health is important. Treat it as such, and don't let others weigh you down. In the second scenario, it may be a bit more understandable for some, and not for others. Money is money, that's just the way it is. Once again, let's look at hypocrisy here. Would you expect your friends to continue to pay for you every single day, even after you've told them that you will pay them back? Would you expect them to sit and watch as you take the food they pay for and ignore them completely? No, you wouldn't. Especially not when the bill just gets bigger and bigger every day. Even more so when it's not due to ignorance, but the inability to be self-aware. Your financial health is important. Treat it as such. Don't let others be another bill to pay. So finally, we can say that selfishness isn't that bad. It's important to be selfish in some situations. What situation is up to your judgment? That's where selfishness becomes a problem. Remember your limits. Be self-aware. Know when you are asking more of others than yourself. But remember, take care of you first. If you can't take care of yourself, then how can you take care of someone else?
I've been known to fall asleep at any angle in every locale. It's been said it's hard to keep track of when I'm around, but I'm trying not to miss you. I'm sorry if I have before. It's hard to keep my eyes open, but for you that isn't a choice.
that was Selfishness, written and performed by C.J. Lanigan. The narrator's theme was Sunken Streets by S.R.O. The soundtrack of the first story was Grey Drops by Sergei Cheremisinov. The soundtrack of the second story was Canada by Pictures of a Floating World and Low Frog by S.R.O. And the final song was Lullaby by The Ghost in Your Piano. All music was found on freemusicarchives.com. This audio production was produced with the help of KGNU Media Gardens. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.